No.
Put it in. Yeah. All right. No.
Thank you.
Okay. Start again. No, I'm not. Only 15 minutes. So the S-bond thing, peace, is an obligation, right? And more than that, you know, it's not actually that you've got one artifact in your product. You got actually multiple artifacts, right? Some have to are containers. They are on an OCI registry. Some are Java files. They are landing in a Maven repo, and so on. And so you got all these things. And then additionally, you got Salsa. Obviously, it's about getting security from the producer to the consumer. And we were actually also thinking about this problem and started to say, hey, in order to ship a product, we have all these different artifacts, and S-bombs are an additional artifact, right? So how about, can we use the S-bomb initiative to create an S-bomb around all these artifacts? Can we use it to describe actually more transport metadata about our product? And can we more or less make it give it an operational purpose? Because then the obligation is not a side initiative anymore, but it's part of your intrinsic product and you can't do without. And that's how you get 100% quality into them, right? And obviously, you got to do this technology agnostic. So with that, we started a little bit even earlier before S-bomb became a big thing, something that we now open sourced as well as open component model. And I'll talk about this again in these slides this way. So we actually wrapped the open component model around all the artifacts. How does it look like? Essentially, it's a piece of YAML file. Forget about the syntax. It doesn't actually matter. It's the semantics that's important. And it's a graph of pointing to other component models and to the artifacts, the binary artifacts as well, and also including the S-bombs as well. So what can we do with that? And I totally relate to the panel discussion because naming is important and some of the things are intrinsic content and some of the things are extrinsic content. So what we can do is we can build a compliance data lake and put a compliance dashboard. Now we have an identifier and connect all these scans and everything like that ISBN code. That's what we're actually doing. We're also having some stuff which we open source around this in the same area. The next thing what we can do, obviously, these component models are hierarchically built, so we can connect internal teams and not to reinvent the wheel anymore, not to do the compliance checking over and over 10 times again. We just say, you've got it done, sign it, attest it, we can use it. And we can also do it with third parties. So if we can get that kind of attestation from a third-party vendor, using a standard like S-bomb, then yes, we don't need to do it again. We trust the attestation to some degree, right? And now, one of the inbuilt tooling for why we built OCM was we were able to calculate the transitive hull of all the artifacts that we have linked, and we can actually transport the stuff from one repository or multiple repository on the public cloud. Take that as an example, into the private cloud. No more missed artifact, right? Because that's the source of truth, right? And with the metadata, we can actually give the consumer something in hand. The Deja code and so on is a good example. They can actually trust us, but then can verify this. This is in the context of a commercial product, obviously, right? But the other thing, which is much more important here, is you know all about the CI/CD. How do you do CI/CD into a private cloud where your dev people do not have access to, right? So what we did is we basically used the same tooling because if you can do push, you can also do pull. And now all of a sudden, you can actually decouple CI from CD, from the deployment part, right? And now the question is, because now we can deliver, the continuous D stands for delivery, but how do we do continuous deployment? So think about this. You got to take your DevOps thinking, package it, and transport it into a private or regulated environment, right? And be able to reproduce it. And so therefore, obviously, you can ship all your infrastructure as code stuff in there. The best thing is you do it in a declarative way. And you got to do two things in order to make continuous deployment happen. First of all, the localization, because now you're not loading from public.cloud or Docker Hub or whatnot. It's the private cloud and Docker private hub, right? So all of a sudden, you got to say my container comes from that OCI repository. So that's about localization, right? And second is you got to inject the configuration, my secret, you know, all that stuff has to happen. These are two things you have to do in order to do continuous deployment. And the way we did this is, I got to talk about the operational source of it. Now all of a sudden, this SBOM piece, what we, you know, by the way, call it software bill of delivery, the OCM thing becomes our operational source of truth because that thing knows where every piece of component sticks in. And so we obviously use Git for local for configuration, and we use tools like Flux to do the localization with modern GitOps mechanisms. And then instead of doing infrastructure as code, we try to do infrastructure or configuration as data. I've heard some talks yesterday about that as well. And with that, we actually get to continuous deployment in arbitrary clouds. I would say, not my slides, colleagues' slides. And what we wanted to convey with this is SBOMs can be actually your ring to control them all, right? You just got to make them operationally valuable. Right now, you're on an obligatory path. You just have to do it. Nobody likes to do it, but you got to do it. And if you make this an operational source of truth, that's what we think it is. And for us, OCM, we're part of the puzzle. I think the syntax does not matter. We can actually inject our stuff into the SBOM specification, Cyclone DX or SPDX, but you know, it's a parallel thing. I'm going to do it very quickly. There's some unique characteristics which we have. I'm almost out of time, so I'm going to wrap it up. We're technology agnostic. We describe a software bill of delivery. We're not interested what's inside because that SBOMs take care of. We're only interested about the product description. And last but not least, we do not replace the stuff. We just wrap things. Have a look, ocm.software, and that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
One question.
Yeah, okay. Made it in 15 minutes, and I'm
perfect.
Nicely done. Any questions?